Hi, this is Matt, WB2SRI, back with another part of my 2022 portable loop antenna shootout. So you've heard this before. Instead of comparing different receivers, what we're doing is comparing different antennas. So we're kind of inverting the usual comparison where we have the same antenna hooked up to multiple receivers. This time we have different antennas all hooked up to multiple copies of the same radio, in this case, the Sanjin ATS-909X2. Now, what we're doing is moving up the spectrum. Our last signal was in the long wave band, a navigational beacon from National Airport. This time, we're going to look at a TIS station just above the medium wave broadcast band. Now, once again, this will make absolutely no sense to you if you're not listening with headphones and in stereo. So please make sure you're doing that. Otherwise, you can listen to the solo tracks, which are also available up on the website. All right, so the signal we're listening to right now is the TIS, Traveler Information Service station, on 1640 AM. Which is broadcasting at low power, intended to be picked up in the immediate vicinity of the airport. It's a moderate strength signal here. I'm a little outside their coverage area, which is perfect. There's some electrical interference, and it's not super strong. So we can compare the different antennas for their ability both to reject local noise as well as to pull in a not super strong signal. All right, so first we'll start with our reference receiver, our reference antenna, the Wellbrook FLX1530 with a 1 meter loop of LMR 400.
And pick up the recommended curb location.
At Terminal 2, serving Alaska, American, Delta, JetBlue, and United, follow ticketing to drop off or arrivals to pick up.
There's a faster way to drop off.
All right, so now let me move that over to the left channel alone. And on the right channel, we'll start our comparisons with the half-meter Wellbrook. So let me get out of the way, and your ears can do the listening.
Without having to go up or down.
Drivers have two options for airport exit. One exit is for the George Washington Memorial Parkway, northbound towards Washington, D.C.
The other is for airport return, leading to parking garages and exits to the GW Parkway north and southbound, and Route 1 to Crystal City, Arlington, and Alexandria.
There is no dedicated cell phone parking lot.
Okay, I think those were more similar than different. The 1 meter loop pulled in a stronger signal, but they were both perfectly readable. The signal-to-noise ratio is very close, and they both picked up, you know, a moderate amount of local electrical noise. All right, now let's give a listen to the K180WLA, which you'll recall down in the long wave band just didn't pick up anything. It was useless down there. But here, it's starting to pick up some decent performance. So let me let you listen.
Is directly connected to the terminals. Check Metrorail's website for service hours and advisories.
Visit our website at flyreagan.com to learn more about the airport.
This is Roadway Information Radio Station WRBM 347 at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport on 1640 AM. NG1.
All right. I think that was not as strong as the Wellbrook, but it was entirely usable. So somewhere around 1 megahertz, I've tuned around and tested it, the K180WLA starts to actually come to life. And, you know, here by the high end of the medium wave band, it's, you know, entirely usable, although probably not a great competitor to the Wellbrook itself. So let's now give a listen to the ferrite bar, the internal antenna, in the Sanjin 909X2.
Plenty of space to relax before and after your flight. Our newest update is a sign enhancement that reflects on 5-point course layout using letters A through E in front of each gate number, as well as new designations for Terminal 1 and Terminal 2 on roadway and parking signs. Be on the lookout for these new ways to navigate the airport. Thank you for flying Reagan National. Stay tuned to the station for roadway information.
Here's an airline locator guide for Reagan National Airport.
All right, that's it. So I think the internal antenna performed, you know, quite well, although it wasn't quite as strong as any of the loops, and it did pick up a little more local noise. But if you can get outside, you know, I think it's entirely usable. And if your choice is between that and the K180, it's probably a much better choice if you're interested in medium wave and certainly long wave. All right, that's it for this frequency. We'll be tuning up the band, and in the other parts, you can hear how we do as we move into the shortwave spectrum. In the meantime, this is Matt, WB2SRI, and I'll be talking to you soon.